All right, welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM The Shaw. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, to text us that same number. Before we move on, I just want to say this about the last half an hour that we were talking about, what Laura Trump and Sean Hannity were saying. It doesn't matter whether it's Laura Trump and Sean Hannity or Laura Ingraham or The Five or any of those shows on Fox News. I always say to the listening audience that I listen to them, I've watched them, and I listen to conservative talk radio from time to time. And it is... it is still just at a time that this nation is where it is. It's unconscionable. And I understand, money. I understand that, the God of this nation is money. And so the lives of other people be damned if I can make a buck. That's the history of this nation, that's the future of this nation. And even in times of crises, let's make a buck. Let's make a deal. That's the reality of it. But I'm saying to you that you Republicans who continue to want to have it your way, everything has to be your way. You're like a two-year-old child who doesn't know any better, who's selfish, by nature. They want everything now, and they don't care about anybody else because the whole world revolves around them, the two-year-old child, the three-year-old child. And so they have a tantrum if they don't get it their way. That's the conservative and the Republican movement right now. And everything else and everybody else be damned. This is the way we want it. And we're not going to focus on what's in the best interest of anybody other than ourselves. And, that's got to change. I don't know if it ever will. But I will tell you that this nation is in trouble. And don't ever let anybody tell you that it's not until we can get those people and recruit and said it right. This white nationalism that is happening inside of this country. Nobody knows it better than a person with a black face. I'll tell you that straight up. And as I was on yesterday with Reggie Jackson and we went over what we as black people have seen in this country and continue to see today, the resurgence of it, and the fact that we can talk about it on these airwaves and it's not being condemned, it's part of what's at the root of what I'm talking about. But at some point in time, the pain is going to hurt, and all of us, be you black or white, what these people are planning, and our government is well aware of it. Imagine if those were people with black faces. We already know what the outcome would be, and so do you. But that's the kind of thing that happens in this country. That myself and others like me see and somehow have to accept that. And as long as that's the case, it's hard to have respect for the nation, for the flag, for the Constitution, for the 4th of July, for any of those things, because they mean something different to different people. So until those who know what's right, as Dr. King used to refer to as the good people, stand up and call out the people who they know are behind all of this, then things are never going to get better. They're only going to get worse. The phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I wanted to talk a little bit now about, well, before I go there, you know, we're at a time right now where we're getting to the point where people are taking a deep breath because it looks for all the world as if the pandemic is dying out. And that we have finally reached a point in this pandemic where 6 million people have died globally. You know, almost a million in this country. And people can now take a deep breath because it almost appears that this horror is behind us. And yet, we still have people on the right, you know, who have organized, you know, we talked about this, I don't know, last week, and I think, last week, and didn't get a chance. I was going to talk about it a little bit on yesterday. But I'm going to talk a little bit about it right now. And that's the truckers who have traveled, you know, and blocked everything and plan on shutting down Washington, D.C. And why? Why? What? I mean, what is there? What are they complaining and whining and crying about? Well, someone wanted to make me take a vaccine, and they wanted me to wear a mask, and I don't want to do that. Okay, then don't. Right? I mean, then don't. Because many of you have not done it, and you're still free. You know, the fact that I should somehow cry crocodile tears for you, and that you are somebody special, and that somehow we should look upon you and say somebody's interfering with my rights, to hell with you. I'm just straight up with that. You know, you are no better than anybody else. And so as Republicans, you know, join forces with you, doesn't surprise me one bit. Many of you who you know, singing the praises and sending money to the caravan. And I'm with you. We with you. Yeah, we with you. Okay. Yeah, you are. Is it righteous? Their argument? You know, look, I just said that we're coming to a pause, maybe a different phase of COVID-19. I'm not one, and I don't have I'm not a scientist, you know, not a doctor, you know, so I can't say whether or not this is the end of it or not. But for all practical purposes, everything, you look at the numbers and the hospitalizations and all of those things, and it's certainly for all the world starting to warm up a little bit. Looks like we are coming to a phase of this where it's not as big an issue as it has been. Well, if that's the case, then what the hell are the truckers doing there? Why are they calling attention to themselves? Why have they done all of that and to cause confusion and chaos? For what? Well, they want to make me take a shot. Well, then don't take it. The time has passed for you. Go back home where you belong. And the news media should not be covering you because what you're talking about is passé. I don't know of any trucker, and I know some truckers, who have been fired. It would be foolhardy to fire any trucker at a time when every trucking company is paying record wages and prices for truckers. Truckers are almost as valuable to our society now as doctors are. Because, again, the number one mode of moving product around this nation is truckers. I don't care. You bring it over the ocean. You bring it over the seas and ships. You drop it in the air. Or you fly it and drop all of the things wherever they are. The only way to move them around and the only way that will ever be to move things around is through trucking. So that the jobs are safe. What is your argument? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Again, whining and crying. These are people on the right. And at some point in time, we have to keep calling them out. We've got to have more folk join us in the call out because they just don't know any better. I don't know. Sam, do you know where we can find pacifiers big enough to fit the mouths of the whiners and the criers on the right?
You know, Bart's better stock up on their party supplies because it looks like we need quite a few.
that's what I should do. If somebody went into business making masks, I should go into business making pacifiers. Because the rest of us really don't care. Gotta go to break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM, the show. We'll be right back.